Like Sermon on the Mountain, says the dumber got dumb. Hellfire and brimstone, swap for oil and guns. When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of the Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
Put your leader, sooner or later. Dig of the sailor, try for murder.
Jacob's ladder.
Puppet dog leader, sooner or later. We'll dig of the sailor, try for murder. You're listening to Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Chumbawamba.
Like the Sermon on the Mountain, dying in the sun, on the streets of Whitehall, dogs picking at the bones. 9-11 got branded, 9-11 got sold, and there'll be no one left to water all the seeds you sowed. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
Put a leader, sooner or later. We'll dig up the sailor, try for murder.
Jacob's ladder.
Puppy dog leader, sooner or later. We'll dig up the sailor, try for murder.
And they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain.
Chumbawamba, the British band here at Democracy Now! As the Bush administration gears up for war against Iraq, artists and musicians are taking a more prominent role, giving voice to anti-war sentiments throughout the world. The British band Chumbawamba, Alice Nutter, Boff, Neil Ferguson, Lou Watts, and it's great to have you with us. You come from the land that has, where the leader has expressed the greatest solidarity with the Bush administration about over a preemptive attack on Iraq. What about the British population?
Yeah, the British population don't concur with Tony Blair. You know, we've got like up to 80% of the public in Britain are against this war. And Tony Blair doesn't really take those 80% of the people into account. You know, he's got his election coming up. He wants the votes 2 years' time.
What is the protest music like in Britain today? And how are you being received? What are you doing there?
There's a really strong tradition of protest music in Britain. And it didn't just start with punk rock, you know, right through from folk music. And so you get a lot of folk artists that are involved in issues outside, you know, outside singing about love and the cells. And you've also got bands like Blur and Massive Attack that are trying to organise musicians together into an anti-war coalition. So I think protest music, despite the music industry only wanting to release terrible cover versions, I think protest music is at a good point.
We had Annie DeFranco in our studio a while ago, and she sang the song Subdivision, which is about racism in the United States. She wanted to sing that song in the David Letterman show she was invited on. They wouldn't let her. They wanted something, as they put it, a little more upbeat. Now, you had the opportunity to sing on the David Letterman show, and you actually did sing. But can you talk about your experience, what you sang, what you said?
I think Anne DiFranco made the mistake of telling the truth beforehand and telling them what she was going to sing. So we just said we were just going to play the song as normal. And then when it came to actually filming, we just changed the words, so we were singing, you know, Free Mamir Abu Jamal. And we knew it would cause a real sort of... Basically, as soon as we came off stage and went to the dressing room, Letterman and all the rest of them were just running around saying, no, you've got to do it again, you've got to do it again with the real words. And we were like, nope, we're going. They were saying, well, it won't, we won't show it. We were like, okay, fine. Well, we left the building. But they had no time left and they had nothing to fill the space with, so they had to put it on.
At the end of the show, there was a disclaimer came up on the end of the screen, yeah, saying the views expressed by the persons appearing on this show are not shared by David Letterman and a lawyer's note at the bottom.
We're talking to Chumbawamba. Now, you gave new meaning to the term raining on someone's parade when you threw a bucket of water on Labor Government Secretary of State John Prescott a few years ago. Could you talk about that?
Well, we'd actually gone along to an awards ceremony with some dockers. There were a big dock workers dispute in Britain that the Labor government could have settled, and they just weren't interested in settling it. And the dockers had just lost the dispute from 3 years of being on strike. They'd lost the dispute. And we went along, and if we'd won anything, then the dockers were going to go up and talk about how the Labour government had basically sold them down the river. And we didn't win anything, and John Prescott was right next to us. The dockers never got their moment to be able to fight back in public. And so we just thought, these people think they're untouchable. They think that they can make decisions about people's lives where they wreck people's lives and nothing is ever going to come back at them. So it was just too much of a temptation, really. So it was for the dockers, really, that we poured water over him.
Speaking of labour issues, you've got a song you want to sing about the miners. Could you talk a little about it and why you want to sing it?
Yeah, it's actually just a timely song in view of the fact that Maurice Gibb just died. And we've been doing this Bee Gees song for a long time. And we do it because everyone always thinks it's really funny that we do a Bee Gees song, but it's the first single they ever had. It's just a beautiful song about, you know, workers being sort of sold out by the owners.
This is Chumbawamba.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those that once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like? A landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Know what it's like on the outside. Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Chumbawamba's. Can you tell us a little about Sick? I'm looking at the magazine right now. Adventures in Anti-Capitalism. They took what they wanted and they wanted the world.
We had this idea that we wanted to put artists and activists in the same arena, because what happens generally is that people are fighting and creating things on their own and you end up really isolated. And because the anti-globalisation movement, the brilliant thing about it is that it's made connections with people all over the world and made people smaller. And we want, you know, made the world smaller. We wanted to be part of putting people in touch with each other. So we basically made a magazine where we got other people to write for it and where we wrote for it, where we got lots of different activists and we also used loads of writers and photographers and artists, all people that were engaged with the world and engaged in struggle, and we just put them in the same arena, which is Sick, and it's funny.
The magazine of no value.
Yeah, well, no value in terms of what capitalism terms as value, but lots of value in terms of, you know, human worth.
Many people say that popular movement is part of the problem, part of the multinational entertainment complex. What are you doing about that in terms of the money that you make?
It's funny because from the very first time we started to sell cassette tapes that we made ourselves, we realised that we were entering into this sort of bargain situation. We were in the marketplace. We were, getting involved in consumerism and all that sort of thing. So we decided that, a long time ago, we decided that we ought to use that and play with it and do something with it. And so what we do is, sometimes we'll get offered ridiculous amounts of money for having music on advertisements on television, and often we turn it down because it's some company that we wouldn't have anything to do with. But sometimes we get such huge offers that we think some activist group somewhere could really use this money. So we just take the money and we give it to somebody who's sort of opposed to... usually it's really nice if you give money away to somebody that's opposed to the people that we're doing the advertisement for.
If you take an ad in Italy, then you give it... Well, what we did, we took a Renault ad in Italy and we gave it to Italian pirate radio stations that were involved in struggle, and that kept them going for years. So we took an ad in South Africa and we gave it to a radical magazine so that they could keep going for years. And it's just a much better way, really, than just staying pure.
And the anti-sweatshop movement?
Yeah, the anti-sweatshop movement's really good because it's the sweatshop thing is to do with globalisation, but the opposition to it is also like a really good example of globally people opposing it.
Well, Chumbawamba, what song are you going to take us out with on our show today?
Don't know. Something that Neil's going to play.
Sulfur. It's a song about mutineering. It's about the British Navy, which is meant to protect Queen and country, how basically they just thought, right, okay, we've had enough of being treated like rubbish, and it's the Sulfur North Sea.
The soldiers mutineered.
It's the sailors mutineering.
Jacks and the deep blue sea.
Sulfur North Sea.
Shit, top rocks and cats, far as the eye can see.
Sulfur North Sea.
Spit, no, mixing jacks and the deep blue sea.
Sulfur North Sea.
Spit, no, rocks and cats, far as the eye can see.
Hatches batten down. Sometimes I think it must be different on land, but from the mast I can only see tyrants still in command.
Chumbawamba here at Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is produced by Chris Abrams, Mike Burke, Angie Karen, Anna Noguera, Alex Wolf, Mike DeFilippo, our engineer. If you want a copy of today's show, call 1-800-881-2359. 1-800-881-2359. Special thanks to Orlando Richards and Simba Russo and Gabriella Weiss. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for listening.